This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days tomorrow. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
President Biden met with corporate executives days after issuing new COVID vaccine mandates, including one for companies with more than 100 employees.
Vaccinations mean fewer infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. In a turn, it means a stronger economy.
Arizona is suing the president over the mandates as Republicans challenge his authority. Tomorrow, a group of FDA advisors consider whether Americans need booster shots.
Recent studies have suggested an edge for the Moderna vaccine when it comes to long-term effectiveness, but the company is tempering that with a new analysis. Moderna says data from its clinical trial shows a higher risk of infection among people vaccinated some 13 months ago compared to those vaccinated about 8 months ago, though in either case, the numbers were small and most were not severe cases of COVID. That study has not been peer reviewed yet. Still, Moderna says it suggests waning immunity and more evidence that a booster is needed. So far, the FDA has only authorized a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for those with compromised immune systems. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The FBI took a beating in a Senate hearing featuring Olympic gymnasts.
USA gymnast Michaela Maroney told senators while seated next to fellow gymnasts Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Maggie Nichols that she told the FBI in 2015, USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar was abusing her, and when they finally got around to documenting her case, what they wrote was false.
They had legal, legitimate evidence of child abuse and did nothing. If they're not going to protect me, I want to know who are they trying to protect.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said after the FBI Inspector General report over the summer found violations and errors in the handling of their cases, the FBI supervisory agent was demoted and in the past week fired. But Maroney and other gymnasts said more accountability is required of gymnastics and Olympic officials as well as of the FBI. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after a rebound from selling. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high of 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. And this look at your weather brought to you by Del Brown Services. What can Del Brown Services do for you?
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 16th edition of Buyers and Company. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be in the studios with us this hour. We'll check in with Tim Kaine, sitting in for the vacationing Mark Topper, and a whole bunch to get to, including some ticket giveaways. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. That Thursday means City Hall Insider Time with Paul Osborne, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune. You can visit them online at decaturtribune.com. Well, here we are. I don't know about you. The supply chain thing in this country is just out of control. We were supposed to be in the new studios, what, Nick, July 1st? Now it's September 16th, and I'm still not clear on what the actual destination date will be. Hopefully soon, and then you'll have just a couple of floor elevator ride to come visit us on Thursday mornings. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, considering everything, and I think... you know, you look for bright spots. You look for sunshine on days like this, and instead of course, now, as you know, come to work, it's dark out. It's like the middle of the night.
It is, and that happens fast too. It's like on a Tuesday there's light, and like on Wednesday it's dark.
Yeah, and I guess that can be applied to a lot of things.
Right? Yes, yes, it can. All right, you had an interesting City Beat column this week about why people supposedly are not getting the vaccination. And I know this was an outside group that had done some studies state by state. You thought it kind of matched up to what you're hearing. I have to tell you, I might disagree a little. I think these are reasons that people are stating, meaning if you ask them, mm-hmm. I think 90% of this is just political.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, oh, I'm worried about side effects. But they're worried about side effects because their political bubble is telling them worry about the side effects.
Yeah, and of all the people that have died from getting the vaccine,
yeah.
And all this stuff that's going around,
the misinformation is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's why, in fact, my viewpoint this week is basically saying, you know, before you make a decision, if you haven't made a decision whether to get vaccinated or not, you know, get some credible sources that you turn to. You know, don't use some guy in his basement on Facebook giving you medical advice and what you should do. And I think the amount of misinformation that's out there has a lot of people confused. And also confusing is that it seems like from some of those credible sources, you know, what they know changes every day. And probably that's because they're dealing with something they've never dealt with before. But I still... You know, I'm still going with those individuals who are have always been credible sources.
Yeah,
and go with the science and make some find credible sources and then base your judgment based on the facts.
Talk to your doctor.
Yeah,
40% don't trust vaccines. 40% don't trust the government. Those things have become just one and the same.
Yeah,
even though they're still mad about a guy who takes credit for creating the vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, because he didn't get reelected. I mean, none of this really adds up on any logical meter. You know what I mean? Like, in fact, it contradicts itself. They're worried about side effects, but they're not worried about COVID. They don't believe they need it, but they don't think COVID's a threat. They're waiting to see it's safe, but they're watching people die. They don't trust the vaccines, although they're big fans of the guy who takes credit for getting the vaccines created. None of it really makes sense when you lay it out.
No, well,
it's emotional.
Yeah. Well, it is. And I think, you know, what we printed in the Tribune from that study, as you indicated, that's the reasons people give, you know, because if they give any other reason, it sounds like, well, it's just politics. Well, that's what it is, but, you know, for the most part. And I think you look at that and you say, yeah, look at the overall picture, though. You know, this is so much bigger and so much better than politics.
Yeah.
And it's politics. You know, we're back in many ways in the same place we were a year ago without the vaccine simply because politics has taken control of this.
Yeah, a year ago when things started ramping up, we had nothing. I mean, we didn't have a solution. We just had to deal with it, right? I mean, you had to, like, hopefully wear a mask, do the right thing, socially distance, not get anybody sick. And now we're sitting here a year later, and the vaccines have been, you know, readily available to everyone over the real young kids, you know, for a very long time now. And we're sitting here going back to the same surge, the same numbers, the same hospitalizations, even more so, you know, and deaths. We had a woman in her 30s in Macon County die last week.
Yeah.
30s. And yet we're still sitting here having the same debate, even though there's a solution.
Yeah, and we've had, in the last few days, 5 people in Macon County pass away, and a couple of those were, you know, pretty young people.
Yeah, man in his 50s yesterday, and you look at it and you just go, okay, last year I understood the frustration, meaning that, I mean, everyone wanted to be back in school, everybody wanted businesses to be open, but we didn't have a solution. Now we've got a solution, and the same people screaming about their kids having to wear a mask, screaming about mask mandates, screaming about vaccine, won't do anything to end this.
Yeah, yeah. It's in our power. I mean, we have the tool, and we have the tools. We have the way to end this. And unfortunately now, you know, we're in another wave of this, and to me, it's a wave that should never have happened.
Both hospitals, HSHS St. Mary's and DMH, on their websites, have a portal explaining to you exactly the number of people who are hospitalized that are vaccinated or unvaccinated. I mean, you don't have to listen to Ted on Facebook. You've got the information, and it's just clear and overwhelming.
Yeah, and what I the problem I have also is that when people get information like that, you know, well, it's part of the conspiracy. It's Big Pharma telling them what to. You mean all the doctors and all the nurses? They're telling them to make Big Pharma money. It's just like, where does it end?
Where does the conspiracy end? I know you wrote that you don't think that the mask mandates are working, and Biden's vaccine mandate. I think we're at the point where it won't be popular. I agree with you there, but it's absolutely necessary because it's going to give businesses the cover that they've been looking for to enforce mandates. You're going to make it so inconvenient. And now, if somebody's an anti-vaxxer, I mean, if they really do, and they've been on this, and I know a few in life that have been this way for 20 years about vaccines, I don't think you're ever going to convince them. But most of this political stuff, when you just take enough away that their life is just completely inconvenient, they will eventually get vaccinated.
Well, I think the out that President Biden gave businesses is extremely, extremely important, and that will result in more vaccinations. There have been not much of an impact made in Macon
County. It's dividing. It will be politically divisive right now. I mean, there's no doubt. But in the end game, the long run, I think when you can't get on an airplane, when you can't go to a rock concert, when you can't take a vacation, a lot of this political stuff will, at least in this regard, go away.
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it doesn't, we've got really serious problems.
Well, I think we do. I really, the last couple of weeks have been very introspective for me, you know, just living through 9/11, and I know you and your family and your military service with your son, and you've lived this as close as anyone. I don't recognize our country today versus that 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why watching those 9/11 ceremonies and listening to the speech of the former president, George Bush, I think, I don't know, it's something that spoke to the heart in a meaningful way, probably that didn't before, like, yeah, this is what we're about. You know, individuals running into a building knowing that they probably wouldn't come out to save others. It was about others. It wasn't about them. And it was a degree of service that this country's always prided itself on. We do things for other people because we care about them. And I don't see that in many ways today. There's still the care out there by a lot of people, but we're not the same country. And we need to get back to the way we were after 9/11, united to fight a common enemy.
Yeah, and we also used to be, I mean, people talk about the Reagan years, and you know, he's assailed by the left all the time. But they forget that Ronald Reagan and then the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, you know, used to end, you know, those sessions with a cocktail in the Oval Office and come together where they could agree. And that was this country. I mean, it was bringing disagreements to the table to argue out to be a better place. But now it's everything is you're either with us or against us. You're either us or you're the enemy. Every single issue right down the line.
Yeah, and it's just not healthy. It's not healthy to see what's going on in the nation's capital and to see the childish behavior.
And by the way, that's on both sides of the political aisle. I mean, yeah. It's not just owned by one. I mean, it is either
you've got
to be 100% with us or you are against us.
Yeah, and I think that's we've always, and you and I, over the years, we've talked, we've disagreed on things, but it's just like, I didn't get up and stomp out on that, you know, at the end of
No, that was always Dan Calkins' role.
I was here.
No,
yeah.
You were.
But, you know, we disagree, but our motive is the same. You know, we want to make the community better, and we want things better for people that we love and our friends and this community. That's our goal. We'll disagree on how to get there,
yeah.
You know, but we come together to make it work, and that's just not happening in this country here. You know, the disagreement becomes the major point of debate.
What if you look at the political advertising, you know, over the last 20 years, 30 years, and the ugliness that we used to reserve for about a 4 or 5 week stretch, you know, leading into November, has now become the national conversation 24/7.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really is. That used to be people would get up
and they'd roll their eyes. You know, they'd see those ads or hear those ads and they go, man, that's really ugly.
Yeah.
That has now become our style of communication year round, 24/7.
Yeah, we get upset because of the ads, and we even talked about it on this program. That was really a bad, negative ad. But once the election was over, we moved on. Yeah. Glad that's behind us. And it's not behind us anymore. It's in our face every day.
All the time, 24/7. It's relentless, and it is, I don't think it's going anywhere. You can choose to participate in it or not. That's the great thing. You don't have to. I mean, everybody acts like it's something that they have to consume or they have to. You don't have to. You can just make these people irrelevant.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Well, and it's harder to do that than it used to be, too, because you used to feel, well, this is just a tiny, you know, tiny minority of people in the community.
I'm still holding out hope that's true. I'm less and less sure of that every day, but I'm holding out hope. All right, let's talk about some good news. The Economic Development Corporation of Decatur-Macon County, Nicole, was in on Friday morning with us, with the mayor and Kevin Greenfield. This Atkins Group, I mean, how much do you love that a family-owned business in Urbana is spending all this money in Decatur, building a 635,000-square-foot facility on 4520 North Commercial Crossing in this logistics corridor that is now, it seems like, starting to ramp up, and I think it's just nothing but positive here moving forward. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And I think we have to realize that it takes time to develop projects in this city, and certainly experienced that when I was mayor. Something doesn't happen overnight, but you can kind of start to see it building and start to see it moving forward. But sometimes people get too impatient. And for anyone who says, well, there's just nothing happening in Decatur, I tell you, the amount of good news we've had in this community has been smothered a lot, by the pandemic and that. But there's been a lot of good things happen in Decatur in the last year and a half, even though we've had the pandemic ongoing. And to me, it's a sign also that wait until this pandemic is over, and we're going to see an explosion.
Well, I think in this particular area, as we have watched with what the pandemic caused as far as supply chain is concerned and the shortage of supplies and how that's impacted the world, the hurricane through Louisiana certainly adding to that, you're going to have a lot of companies that have had things either manufactured overseas or they really depend on, and they watch that just slip out of their control. There's nothing they could do about it. And I think that there's going to be tons of companies that are going to want to bring that closer to home to be able to have more control over how they create, manufacture, and ship their goods.
Well, I think also, too, that as a community like Decatur, you focus on what you do best. And agribusiness has always been our big product and our big career choice here. Of course, starting out with farming, and now it's just gone in so many different directions. And that's what we build on. I mean, the major thrust of the future, to me, will be agribusiness and everything associated with that. We want businesses related to ADM or supplying ADM and other companies to come here.
Yep.
And as you say, because of everything that's happened, that's more likely now than it ever has been.
Yeah, and so, you know, even like in our own state, you go up to Joliet where there's a similar inland port, you know, the traffic's a nightmare. I mean, it adds on. We're just situated to take advantage of the upside, if there is an upside of all of this pandemic in this last 18 months and the supply chain problems. I think we are sitting in a good place to take advantage of it.
You know, I was talking to Nick before we went on the air about, you know, how it seems like in the darkest days of this pandemic, people will say, I don't know how we're going to do in that. But companies that are on their toes, they're finding better ways, more efficient ways to operate. And that's going to make them even better after this pandemic is over because they found ways to be more successful.
Yeah.
Before this happened, they say, we'll do that someday.
Yeah, folks that are holding on to going back to where we were are just really not getting it. We're not ever going back to where we were. We're going to go to a new, and what that looks like, I'm not, you know, completely certain, but the smart companies, the ones that have been able to sort of be on their toes, are already there, you know, and heading in a different direction. We're not going back to where we were.
No.
Hopefully we're going to a better version of where we are.
Yeah, and I think that better version is something that we see climbing out of the depths of and the darkness of this pandemic, that that those who aren't sitting back and bemoaning this happening are saying, we can do better. We can do a better job for our employees. We can make it better for our employees. I think we can manufacture our product in a better way, a more efficient way. And that would not have happened to the extent I think that is happening now had we not had the pandemic. I think it's forced these companies to say, how can we do this better? How can we do this more efficiently? And that's happening right now. And they're going to come out of this very, very strong.
Absolutely. All right. We using credible sources is important. I want to talk about that in your column. Op-ed in today's Decatur Tribune. Actual copy in my hand. Nick, this is the best thing about being back in the studio. Smell of newsprint. And had that for like 8 months.
It's always a treat to get it out of the mailbox.
Yes.
It's going through withdrawal. Newsprint withdrawal.
I was visiting it every day online. Just it wasn't the same. All right, we've got to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with the City Hall Insider right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high of 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23, and this look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTrue entry door from Moroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTrue doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTrue doors at Moroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Moroa.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. The WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Because of the continued risk of COVID-19, we're again asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to eliminate waste and purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Every cent goes to the purchase of food. And thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top 5 local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com. The 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That would go on my list, too, by the way, from the Talking Heads.
It's on there.
What number?
Probably somewhere in the 50s.
All right. Back here on a Thursday, City Hall Insider Paul Osborne is with us. We've never had... The dichotomy today is that we've never had access to more information at our fingertips ever in the history of human beings. I mean, we've always had, you know, when I was a kid, you had to learn the Dewey Decimal System and, you know, go look stuff up. And I wish kind of we had a little more of that because it at least taught you a systematic way about going about getting information. And now it's anything goes because you've got it at your fingertips, and I'm not a Luddite, good for that. But yet we're a mile wide and an inch deep as people.
Yeah, I think we've never had the opportunity to have so much misinformation.
Yeah, but it's so easily checked. But here's once again why I don't blame the platforms as much. Certainly something has to be done about social media. Facebook in particular, there's been some interesting articles recently about how you know, they know what they're doing, and they want the engagement, and they don't really care if the engagement is about false stuff. They just want the engagement. So, you know, the likes are pennies, the comments and shares are worth dollars, right? I mean, that mentality has caused a problem for sure. But it is up to individuals. If you just want to find something that's not true, and you don't even care if it's not true because it reinforces where you are, then you're the problem.
Well, you've exactly described why so much information gets footing, because people, in so many cases, it's just my opinion, you know, they don't look for facts. They look for information that supports their position. Because they're not going to change their position. Whether it's made up or not, they can point to that and say, see, I'm right.
Yeah, and I'm not 100% right about everything, and I get stuff wrong. But if something comes to me just because it reinforces what I think, I'm suspect. I go and I search and I look. I mean, and so often you can debunk things in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hard to do.
Yeah, and I think that's a major problem right now. There's no attempt to say, you know, what I believe, is it right or wrong? Let me check. And that's why I talked about use some credible sources. And I've had, letters to the editor come to me, and they'll quote someone. And so I'll check that source out. And so many times the statement is made on that site, no verified information. They're quoting information that hasn't been verified.
Yeah.
And so what does that say? It says anyone can make up anything they want to, attach any name to it, and be an authority.
And then, you know, I've always thought, and people have a hard time separating this, but I'm telling you it's true. The Fox News radio people that we've visited with over the years and got to know, they're straight reporters. I mean, they don't do this TV stuff that the network does. Their network, their Fox News, is 90% vaccinated and has daily testing for people who are not vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then takes no responsibility about what they put on the air to tell everybody else.
Yeah.
Look at what the walk they're walking, not the talk they're talking. Look at the walk they're walking.
Yeah, what a paradox. It really is. And I think the President Joe Biden even mentioned that when he mentioned companies, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they love that.
Oh, yeah. And he said, even Fox.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that was a surprise. But you're exactly right. For the information that's being put out, you know, the corporation itself, you know, that owns this company.
So if 90% of them are vaccinated and the company has a policy of daily testing for those who are not, you know there are a bunch of people that are just lying through their teeth on the air.
Yeah. And so who do you believe? Well, I believe them because they agree with me.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes
down
to.
Except they're vaccinated.
Yeah. And they're telling you not to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't get it. Paul, it's always a great pleasure to see you. You make my week, and keep up the great work. DecaturTribune.com, former mayor of Decatur, City Hall insider Paul Osborne. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed House Bill 3445, also known as Alec's Law, to encourage people witnessing a drug overdose to call 911. The legislation ensures that people who seek emergency assistance for a person experiencing symptoms of an opioid overdose will not be arrested for any crime related to the use of drugs at the scene solely based on calling 911 for help. The law comes after the death of a 25-year-old Naperville resident, Alex Green, who died of a fentanyl overdose. Green had been with friends at the time of his overdose, but no one called 911 out of fear of getting in trouble. The measure goes into effect January 1st. Yesterday at the Salvation Army, around 40 people from different areas in our community participated in an introduction to restorative practices training. Restorative practices are a formal way of recognizing relationships and understanding how important relationships are. There will be two more sessions with registration still available. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A new military partnership between the U.S., United Kingdom, and Australia has the French government complaining.
The announcement that Australia will build nuclear-powered submarines with the U.S. means Australia is dumping a submarine contract with France.
C'est vraiment en bon français, un coup dans le dos.
Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said it's a stab in the back, and added, it reminds me of what President Trump used to do.
Fox's Simon Owen. The fiancé of a missing woman is named a person of interest by police. Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito were on a cross-country road trip when she stopped answering family's texts and calls.
On August 12th, Moab, Utah police responded to an incident involving the couple. A witness told police he saw Brian and Gabby arguing over the phone and then saw Gabby hit Brian in the arm, climb through the driver's side window of their van as if Brian had locked her out.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high of 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are so fortunate each and every weekday morning to have Tupper on Sports. And this week in particular, Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad, Brian. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Did you do the Rolling Stone 500 list? I don't want to get off sports too much, but did you check it out?
Yeah, I was just looking at the bottom of it and counting how many of those songs I wasn't familiar with. And I thought, I think I need to just listen to a few things because I know the songs. I just don't recognize the name.
Right. That's the best. See, thank you for not being cynical. That's the best thing about a list. Get you down another rabbit hole of listening to the new stuff. All right. Let's start with the Cardinals.
Well, you know, people might be sick of us talking about the Cardinals, but you know what? They swept the Mets last night. John Lester got the win. John Lester, one of those two old left-handers that the Cardinals acquired at the trade deadline, along with J.A. Happ. Both of those guys were not pitching well. They were having mediocre seasons. And they seem to have turned it around with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have turned it around in general. On July 30th, the Cardinals had a 2% chance of making the playoffs. They were 9.5 games out in the Central, and they were 7.5 out in the wild card. Well, now that percentage chance of making the playoffs is up to 45%, and they are solidly in the second playoff spot. Hit four home runs against the Mets and got a 13-4 win. They're one game up on San Diego, and they have a chance to make that a little bit bigger this weekend because they have a three-game series in San Diego. And they're a game and a half up on the Reds, who I thought had the easiest schedule and I thought would be the favorite for that other wild card spot going in, but they've been getting spanked by the Pirates, and you know both the Reds and the Padres have really had trouble with what's been going on lately. They've slumped recently, and the Padres are coming into St. Louis this weekend, and in St. Louis they're going to be honoring the 2011 championship team this weekend. A couple other baseball notes: we talked earlier in the week about teams closing in on playoff bursts. The Giants and the Dodgers in the National League have both clinched playoff bursts, and that's why we're only playing for that one wild card spot in the National League for the National League playoffs. And Los Angeles Angels player Mike Trout, who many consider the best in baseball, Joe Maddon announced yesterday that Trout will probably not play again this year. He's been out since May with leg issues.
All right, NASCAR on the other side of the break with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. This look brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, coming soon to downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper this week. All right, NASCAR.
That racetrack in Madison, Illinois, that you see when you're going by it on the interstate, it's called the Worldwide Technology Raceway, which I had no idea that it was named that. It was a site for NASCAR races a while ago, but they lost it in 2011. A new guy bought the track rather than seeing it demolished, which is, I didn't realize it was that close to demolition at the time. The guy who owned it started negotiating to get some NASCAR events in, but never the big boys. But now the big boys are coming in. It's going to be in June 5th next year at that track in Madison. Now, it's been fun to follow some of the discussion from St. Louis papers and people. The Rams leaving St. Louis really seems to have stung a lot of people in St. Louis and made them think that the world regards St. Louis as anything other than a major league city. And I don't think that's the case at all, but this gives them a chance to get back in the public eye. And, you know, if the NFL wants to ignore St. Louis, well, the NFL is a world sport, and it doesn't really matter where those teams are located, just the fact that they exist for television entertainment. Sport Talk tonight, a couple of guests that have been, they're longtime friends of the show. And I've got a dentist appointment this afternoon, so be sure to tune in and see if my mouth gets numb enough that I can't talk.
That will be fun for sure. All right, have fun at the dentist's office. Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. That would be the one time you could do that shield testing, you know, the drooling afterwards.
Oh, yeah, it's on standby. It's ready.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm excited about that NASCAR.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I've been to one NASCAR race in my life.
I've been to like two or three. And I loved
it. For what particular reason?
A friend of mine was going to the Brickyard and was like, hey, you want to go? And I said, sure. And it got me into the sport solidly for a year, like hardcore. And then
for a whole year.
Well, I mean, to follow it.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Then the next time was up at the Chicago Motor Speedway, and I think it was maybe music. I think maybe the Chili Peppers were playing there, and I was doing some work. And it was work-related, but I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Years ago, we had a fundraiser that we did in conjunction with St. Teresa. And at the time, Jim Kimmons was working for CBS and Fox. This is before he was a full-time CBS NFL guy. And he was doing NASCAR for Fox. And he had, like, pieces of NASCARs that were, like, smashed up.
Cool.
And he wanted to do, like, an event to help the sales of the tickets for the grade schools. At the time, his daughters were there. Don't remember which one, but... and so we had, like, an event leading up to an event as part of the Meg Run. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure.
And an auction, and then a chance to win a trip to go to, I think it was the Coca-Cola, whatever that was at the time, down in Florida, and get a behind-the-scenes experience with Jim at a NASCAR race. And so I knew this much about NASCAR, meaning, like, I thought Cole Trickle was probably accurate.
Robin was racing?
I mean, Robert Duvall seemed like a sage to me, you know.
Right.
Feeling the car. And by the way, I was very honest and upfront about that. And he said, well, why don't you come out and do the experience yourself? And then when you go to describe it, you'll have a better understanding of exactly what people are going to get. Because if you tell me behind the scenes NBA, behind the scenes NFL, I grasp that.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR wasn't really sure.
Right.
You know. So he said, take a look at the schedule. And pick out something that you'd like to do, you know, or a race, or, you know, the time and the whatever. And we'll get it done, and then you'll have that experience, and then we'll do it rolling into the season or whatever. And so I looked at the list, and you know, mainly, and still, even though it's great they're coming to St. Louis, it's a southern thing for the most part, right? Most of it.
Yeah, a majority of it. There's some up in Bristol, Connecticut.
But the vast majority,
the heart of it's down
is
there.
The South, mm-hmm. Which is no problem with that. But one stuck out to me, and it was, hey, let's go to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, because even if this sucks, we got Las Vegas.
Right.
You get me to Bristol, Connecticut, I'm not sure what there is to do outside the race.
Right.
So we flew out, and this will be what it'll be like in St. Louis. They bring, I mean, the people, man, it's just, it's absolutely stunning to me. Even to this day, I don't think I've ever quite seen anything like it. It is similar to me in what soccer is like in Europe.
I could see some similarities.
I mean, like, as far as the fan base is concerned. Mm-hmm. Their head to toe, the colors, the logos.
The cars they came in on.
Yes, everything. Yep. I'm standing in line at the airport, and this would have been, you know, a long time ago, a little different scene, but was it Peoria? No, it was Bloomington. With a direct flight to Vegas. And they had a Legionnaire or something.
That was Peoria at that time, probably. Bloomington just added it.
Okay, maybe it was Peoria. Anyway, small airport.
Yeah.
And there's 100 people in line to get on a flight to Las Vegas, and they are, like, decked out. I mean, their luggage. I mean, everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looked like a miniature NASCAR pit stop, like, in the airport.
Oh, if you walk through the concourse in Atlanta on race day weekend.
Yes. I mean, and I say that in awe. I'm like, that is branding beyond belief.
Oh, yeah. Now, terminal's full.
It's lost some of its luster these last few years. For instance, like, I don't think it's on radio here anymore. We used to carry it like on 95Q. I mean, so it's not like every other thing. It's trying to maintain its relevance. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I soon learned and got a behind-the-scenes experience I should have never had because somebody with more love of the sport should have had that experience. I have guilt about stuff like that. Man, they know their fan base, and they appreciate their fan base, and they play to their fan base. And for a lot of years, maybe not even always in a positive way. And that's changed, which is really great because I think that's a thing you can point to and go, look, there's progress there. There's progress possible. But I was stunned. I got on a golf cart with Jim, and we drove up over to this hill there at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway to where, like, the campers it looked like a CGI effect out of, like, Gladiator or something.
Right. All it looked like the red coats were coming or whatever.
No, different just colors. Like as far as the eye could see.
Right.
So that is a big deal for St. Louis. And as Tim mentioned, most of us just drive by that 1,000 times going to St. Louis.
Yeah, I would like to go if everything is.
I you know what, I would put myself on that list with you.
Yeah, I mean if the world's fine at that point, I'm a lock to go.
All right, good news. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere, and you know this, the magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Somebody said you got a new
friend. Congratulations to Dan Martini, by the way. I saw a press release yesterday in an upcoming event in October. He is going to be recognized by the Boy Scouts as the 2021 Distinguished Citizen Award recipient at their annual banquet, October 19th.
Good for Dan.
Dan served as the board president for the local Boy Scout Council, helped facilitate their merger with the now known as Greater St. Louis Area Council, and has been involved in a ton of things. A lot of people, very distinguished list of Distinguished Citizens Award winners in the past. So kudos and congratulations to him. Good guy. Cub fan, but good guy.
Cubs fans are all right.
Yeah. That's just a thing that we do.
I know. Paul's Putting Place back in the day and now Overlook Adventure, that final hole.
Hey, but look who's always clearly ahead.
Sometimes the drawers get emptied and dumped over.
No. Look at the merchandise that's never available, and look at what's available.
No.
Highest priced team in baseball to go see a game.
Well, that's because people want it.
I agree. And they had it for, a year? I mean, what they did to their team and their fan base this year was pretty low.
They had to start over.
I get that.
I mean, they had to.
But there are, you can start over and you can start over.
Well, here's the honest to goodness truth. They could pull the plug and get something for it, or the plug was getting pulled and they'd be sitting there with nothing to show for it.
All right.
Just the timing of it.
They gutted that franchise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if they had a history of rebuilding to success, that would be one thing. But they don't.
They have recent history of
it. No, they don't. They have 1 year.
No, that was a nice little run. They built to that. That was a real good run.
How long did the run last?
The window's probably 5 years.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, first contracts of Rizzo, Bryant. I mean, Schwarber, they drafted well. They traded well. They did all that stuff. Signed Joe Madden. I mean, it was a nice put-together team.
Okay, that was a very small snapshot in time compared to the overall.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying if you're a Cubs fan all your life, if that's the payoff, I mean, if that was what you get for an entire lifetime of being a fan,
sure,
you can say nice run. But I think that them being the priciest franchise to support doesn't match up with what they've put on the field for the most part.
No, but that's not all you're paying for. And the market's set by the people.
You say the market's set by the people. I guess that's at least partly accurate. But there is a long time, and I think they had to change because the fan base did change.
Mm-hmm.
There was a long time where fans were willing to pay to be the most miserable fans on earth.
Sure.
That was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just carried around like Catholic guilt. I mean, it was just sort of, we're Cubs fans. We're meant to lose. You want what for that ticket? Sure. I mean, and in that sort of mentality, that old school thought changed a lot with younger people. And they're like, wait a minute. Why are we supporting you when you won't support the base?
And then you saw them add digital screens, renovations,
absolutely,
by the neighborhood.
And
all
then
that.
I think they got that World Series and it sort of felt like enough. Maybe I'm wrong.
People are still buying tickets.
No, I meant like the organization kind of like, all right, well, we got our thing now. we sold tickets for 100 years without doing anything. We can go a long time on a World Series.
Their baseball operations with Judd Hoyer and all. I don't get that sense. I think they're trying.
Okay, we'll see. I hope they do. I mean, I am absolutely not a hater.
Yeah.
It was actually, sports is a very interesting thing. Not in the love of sports itself, but in the guiding principles of fan behavior. And you sort of see the ugliness that is now in every aspect of life.
I can see that.
I mean, literally.
Yeah,
what you're hearing and reading and, about everybody and everything, COVID, politics, Trump, that's been in the sports world forever. That over the top, everybody's the enemy, everybody's scum, everybody's got to be fired, everybody's got an opinion, no one cares about any actual. I mean, that's been there for a long time. It's now spilled over into everything else. The hot take.
Right.
Don't you think a little bit?
Yeah, and at sporting events, it's like you see the away fans in their jerseys and they're acting, like they own the joint.
How obnoxious are fans?
It's super obnoxious. Yeah. But if a dust up happens, You separate them. Maybe somebody gets a ticket or goes to jail for a minor misdemeanor. And that was just, those stupid Raider fans or whatever. And that's it. Now it's that same behavior, but the stakes are so higher and people won't separate. And it just it unravels. But it is the same idea. I can identify you by your red hat or your BLM shirt or whatever. And the dust ups ensue, whether verbally or physically.
And online has just turned into one open mic, line. On a talk radio,
and most sports radio. And the people doing that are wearing the equivalent of jerseys. I know what team you're talking about over there.
So there is some, right? I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what team I'm talking about.
Let's throw out, though, some love for those college football fans that used that American flag to save that cat.
About who did?
There was a game at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami this past weekend.
Was it the Dolphins or college game?
College game.
Okay.
And there was a cat dangling from an upper level.
Oh, man.
Like by its like front claws. Looks like a kitten. And the fans, I don't know how it is. I mean, how does a cat get into a stadium is, a question that's clearly there. But he was at one point dangling by one paw, like a movie scene.
Oh, no.
From some fabric that was draped over something. I mean, don't know how the cat got in. I don't know what was there. But the rescue, because there was a group of guys down there, probably these same drunk idiots we're talking about, who used an American flag as a net when this cat dropped to catch it. Saved its life.
That's America. Take that one. That's America.
I mean, I don't know that I've seen anything weirder at a college football game ever in my life.
No, but that is the American ingenuity. The fact that they're there with a flag and they used it for good.
And everybody's angle, because everybody is, videoing everything, is like, what in the world are these guys doing with a flag? Then they figure out, oh, my God, there's a cat dangling from the roof. Let me zoom in.
Man, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you need to check it out.
I will for sure see it.
Because I'm sure right before that moment, right after the moment, these were really obnoxious people.
Oh, yeah. And when the cat landed, what it sounded like.
Exactly. They're all going for the glory.
That's
after
what I'm
it
saying.
Happens.
The, yeah.
Now, if we could just treat COVID like this cat, be the most obnoxious person on earth before and after. Can't we just pause and pull out the flag?
Pull out the flag and save all of us.
Just save the cat. Do a couple high fives and call it a day.
That's a good meme, Brian.
All right. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, sunny with a high near 88, and Saturday, sunny with a high just over 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:54, and this look at your weather brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable 24-hour towing in Decatur. Call 217-875-2200.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're a business owner, you know time is money. That's why the business professionals at First Med Bank and Trust will come to you, personally or virtually. We respect your time and build relationships that go beyond the numbers. We'll get to know your business and goals so we can offer financing and cash management services that work for you. Whether you're a startup, growing, or wanting to streamline cash flow, call First Med. Our business professionals will be happy to help you make the most of your time and money. Learn more at firstmed.com. Member FDIC.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is now offering the COVID-19 vaccine. All you need to do is give them a call at 217-872-3800 and schedule your appointment. Do your part for your community and loved ones. Take your shot at COVID. Make the call today. Call the SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur at 217-872-3800. That's 217-872-3800.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, halfway through the month. Safety and security is, to be honest with you, I think probably the most important issue for all local business owners. Bectech, right here in Decatur, has options and solutions to help you, no matter how large or small your business, churches, corporate offices, schools, small local businesses. They understand the need for safety and security. What is peace of mind worth to you? When people, property, and workers are safe, the focus can remain on missions and purposes and objectives, making a profit. Safety reimagined by the Motorola Company enables you to instantly detect situations through systems that act smarter and faster to identify what is happening. From perimeter breaches, lost items, license plate recognition, or even elevated temperature detection, it provides real-time insights to improve response times and potentially prevent incidents from escalating beyond control. Look, safety and security, top concern for many. And with a safety reimagined ecosystem from our friends at Bectech, you're able to help keep your employees, property, and customers feeling a little safer. What is that worth? Call Bectech today at 217-428-7000. 217-428-7000. Schedule an appointment with one of their professionals, and they will walk you through a step-by-step needs analysis for your company. Bectech, 217-428-7000. 217-428-7000. Give yourself some peace of mind. All right. We're going to visit with Jennifer Ballinger from ADM. They had some really interesting input into the Good Sam event, or is it the Northeast Community Foundation? We'll talk about it next. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. NowDecatur.com and Young Leaders in Action is proud to announce the new podcast featuring youth voices titled Nobody Asked Us. The twice-monthly podcast is proudly presented by Hickory Point Bank. Nobody Asked Us is hosted by YLIA President Brandon Condritz and YLIA Vice President Lexi Jones and produced by YLIA member Lainey Jones. The first episode of Nobody Asked Us is now available at NowDecatur.com under podcasts presented by Hickory Point Bank. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's important that everyone continue to mask up. While some COVID numbers may be holding fairly steady, they aren't going down. With that in mind, the governor on Tuesday chastised local officials who aren't supporting the state's indoor mask mandate. As for the latest daily totals, there are over 4,000 new cases and 44 additional deaths. More than 2,200 COVID patients are in the hospital. One region of the state in southern Illinois currently has little to no ICU beds available, and a few other areas are down to 20 or 30 beds. For these stories, podcasts, in videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
A tick back up in unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It wasn't a big increase, but the numbers did rise last week as Americans shopped more than expected. Fox's Lillian Wu has all the details live.
Dave, yep, analysts were expecting a drop in retail sales last month, but it was up 0.7% instead of down 0.8%. There was a big drop in car sales on supply shortages, but families needed back to school and back to office supplies. Now, slightly worse than expected, the number of people who filed for jobless help last week, about 20,000 more than the week before, but the 332,000, still near pandemic lows, a big chunk of those claims filed in Louisiana, evidence of losses from Hurricane Ida. Dave?
Lillian, UN envoys in Afghanistan talking to the Interior Minister, a Taliban official who had been a wanted terrorist here in the U.S. The UN keeps trying to raise humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, worried about an economic collapse, but many Republicans fear it's just going to fund the Taliban. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox,
the Pakistan Taliban under our law are a foreign terrorist organization. Why would not the Taliban in Afghanistan be a foreign terrorist organization? Because they're a bunch of damn terrorists.
France has taken out a terror leader in Africa.
Adnan Abu Walid al-Sarraj
Al-Sharawi fronted the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. His group claimed responsibility for killing four U.S. soldiers in an attack in Niger 4 years ago.
Fox's Simon Owen, the French military killed him with a drone strike while he was riding a motorcycle in Mali. A man whose fiancée went missing last month after they took a months-long cross-country trip is now a person of interest to police, still searching for Gabby Petito. Northport, Florida Chief Todd Garrison tells Fox.
We're conducting a missing person investigation, and two people went on a trip and one person returned, and that person that didn't return is Gabby.
Right.
There's only one other person that was with her.
And Brian Laundrie has only given police a statement from his lawyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.